like a cola. Yes, I'm a roller. Catch me in the cut with a big pistola. Pilot seat, I'm rooting the coupe. Cooking them fast like ramen soup. Lean back, grab the wheel and twist. Rolex shine off of my left wrist. They ask now, who is this? It's the man who made nerd life a business.
In the critically acclaimed film Hustle and Flow, we all learned about the daily struggles of the pimp. In fact, the film's most famous rap song, It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp, walked away with the Academy Award for Best Original Score. So now that pimps have had their day in the sun, what about the nerds? Life isn't so easy for them either, as we just heard from white rapper YT Cracker with his song Nerd Life. Yes, it's hard out here for nerds, those number-crunching, video game-playing, website-hacking, and increasingly rapping white guys we all rely on.
Well, speak for yourself. I'm still cool with Kern. But you're right. Sure, there's Eminem and the Beastie Boys, but ever since Vanilla Ice's meltdown, white rappers have been driven underground, considered a joke. Well, laugh no more. Nerdcore hip-hop, as it's called, is on the rise. Rap by geeks for geeks. And here to introduce us to this new genre of the hip-hop world is Brian Breaker, Newsweek Associate Editor and Editor of the Arts and Music Content for Newsweek.com. He's also my designated pinch hitter as co-host here. Hi, Brian.
Hi, David. How are you?
Good.
Brian, in all seriousness, nerdcore rappers take themselves seriously. So how do they differentiate themselves from the image of, say, Vanilla Ice or Kevin Federline, whose acts are considered a joke by many?
Well, there's a world of difference, Catherine. The Vanilla Ice and Kevin Federline sort of committed the cardinal sin of hip-hop, which was not keeping it real. Vanilla Ice, who you should note, had the first top chart-topping single in hip-hop history with Ice Ice Baby, became totally undone by fabricating his background and pretending he was more sort of street tough and hardcore than he really was. These guys, these nerdcore rappers, are very much all about keeping it real. They're rapping about their love for computers, their love for Star Wars, their love for all things extremely geeky.
What are they rapping about? Give us some examples.
Well, the guy that you just had on, YT Cracker, actually has some very funny rhymes about peer-to-peer file sharing, creating sort of illegal software. MC Frontalot has raps about the Nigerian scam email letter that went around. He writes about Star Wars conventions. There's a guy named MC Chris who writes about obscure characters in Star Wars. So, you know, hacking, science fiction, space, all the sort of prototypically geeky subjects you could think of.
And do they consider themselves real hip-hop artists or of another genre?
Some of them do. I mean, a lot of them were not hip-hop fans and feel a little alienated by mainstream sort of swaggering street tough hip-hop. That doesn't really speak to them, obviously. So some of them embrace this as a strictly for nerd, by nerd sort of subgenre, and it's almost in that respect can be seen as a novelty act. There are others that have a deep abiding love for hip hop, like MC Frontalot. Some of the best ones really respect the culture, and they don't want to be seen as sort of pretending to be something they're not. So they're doing it their own way.
Black rap has had such a huge white audience for so long. Why do you think there have been so few successful white rappers up till now? I mean, I don't understand why the culture is so divided that way.
Well, if I were able to answer that, that's a 30-year-old question. I probably have a lot more money than I do now. I think that it boils down to the origins of rap, which was music for disenfranchised kids in the South Bronx. It was the product of sort of trickle-down economics. You had these poor kids, predominantly black, who had no real art form of themselves, and it just came up organically from the streets, and they're very, very protective of that. Even outside New York, it took a long time for West Coast rap to take off. It took an even longer time for Southern rap to take off. So it's very much about where rap comes from and who it was initially meant to be for, and it's guarded jealously.
And these white rappers are starting to get a lot of attention. In fact, there's some books and films in the works, right?
That's right. Well, the Nerdcore, anyway, there are two very independent documentaries in production. There's Nerdcore Rising, which takes its name from an MC Frontalot song, and Nerdcore for Life, which takes its name from a Whitey Cracker song. There's also a book called Other People's Property coming out this month, which is all about hip-hop and white culture and white fandom and white rappers, and it's a very interesting look at the racial politics involved.
And tell us about VH1's new hit, The White Rapper Show. Are these nerdcore artists or more the Vanilla Ice brand?
Neither. That's not fair to them to characterize them either. It's a fun show, actually, and I think by and large these are kids who happen to be white, who have a love for this music and want to make it and remain as true to themselves and the original old-school hip-hop origins as they can. And some of them are quite talented.
Newsweek Associate Editor Brian Breaker, who runs the arts and music content at Newsweek.com.
Online in the breathing. Take a few times to see what you see. And see on your shiz, you got what I'm needing. Yeah, see me leeching the Dormer Haven. Where's Loda? Massively established. My ratio average, cause I rape savage. Style of my peers, gotta grab your stuff. Yeah, that's games music, I can't get enough.
Yo, this is Newsweek On Air.